KFSR presents Fresno State Focus Radio Edition, featuring stories of people of the valley, produced by media, communications, and journalism students at Fresno State. 90.7 KFSR.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to Fresno State Focus Radio Edition. I'm Bianca Gonzalez.
And I'm Marisol Rubio. Today on Fresno State Focus Radio Edition, an academic coach's experience at Fresno State, plus a firsthand account of a student's experience with fast scooter riders.
But first, we'll start off with a story from an international student's perspective.
Every semester, Fresno State hosts many students from around the world, including Oaxaca, Mexico. Our very own anchor, Bianca Gonzalez, gives us all the details on what it's like for a student to experience culture shock.
Adrian Flores grew up in Oaxaca, Mexico, and came to the U.S. at 16 years old when he wanted to get a greater education.
So my reason for immigration was because I want to improve my life. But luckily, I met people that encouraged me to take English classes in the field when I was working there. So when I started learning English, I still liking it. And then little by little, I noticed that I was learning and getting good at it. And luckily, I met a vice president of Alan Henco College, where I attended, the place where I got my GED. And when luckily, I graduated last year, actually. And when she asked me what I wanted to do and what was my academic goals, I just told her that I just wanted to take English 101 because I thought it was the only thing I could do because I'm an undocumented student. And then she encouraged me to continue because she said there were opportunities for everyone in this state, actually. And she told me to take my regular classes and to graduate from Alan Henco College in order to go to Totten University. And, well, here I am.
Going to college at Fresno State was an easy choice for Adrian Flores because of its cheaper tuition and reminds him of home.
I consider it like symbolic because, as I mentioned, when I got here, it was Fresno. So I wanted to put the last piece of my education here on Fresno. It's like closing a cycle. And then another, this is kind of like funny because the mascot from Alan Henco College is a bulldog. And Fresno State has an actual bulldog. So I want to stay in the bulldog family. That's what I call like from bulldog to bulldog. And besides, my counselors and some of my teachers came here to Fresno State. They got very good comments about it. They encouraged me to come here. And to be honest, when I came to a field trip, I felt accepted because this university welcomes everyone. Doesn't matter where you come from, how old you are, what economic status you belong, you are welcome.
Making a transition from Mexico to the United States is sure to be different. Experiencing culture shock was something Adrian Flores dealt with, especially when it came to speaking.
¿Qué tal? Buenos días. Mi nombre es Adrián Selma.
Mucho gusto. ¿De dónde? ¿Dónde es usted?
Yo soy de Oaxaca. De Oaxaca, México.
Ah, ¿de qué parte de Oaxaca?
Yo vengo de Ejutla de Crespo, se llama Ejutla de Crespo el área, es una ciudad heroica, tiene mucha historia y es de los valles centrales, de hecho es central y me gusta porque pues también estoy en Fresno que es un valle central.
Fíjese que yo siempre he querido Oaxaca.
Wow, it was totally different. One of these was the language, completely different. I feel so dumb when I wanted to communicate and express what I was thinking or when I was looking for directions.
Getting an education is something that's very important to Adrian. Being a communications major, he hopes to encourage other people to be the best version of themselves, especially young people.
Well, I encourage people to continue their education. It doesn't matter how long it takes because it's very important and I think it's fundamental in all aspects. It opens your mind to everything. You learn more stuff. And basically, the reason I chose communication is because I like to talk to people, but in an inspiring way, for example, to pursue their goals. I want to be a motivational speaker, but I want to be also a high school counselor because I think high school students are in a crucial age when they are undecided if they are going to continue their education or not, or they get just a common job and stay there. But there are consequences because later they may have a family or they want to become a professional or they want to get more income. And due to the like a certificate or a education or preparation, they don't get it. And they get frustrated and start blaming everyone and everything. So that's my point. I want to go on communication to be a motivational speaker and inspire basically students.
After spending much time here, he believes the best thing any international student can do when going to a new country is learn their language.
I think English is very important, fundamental, and as I was mentioning, I encourage people to continue their education. It doesn't matter what it is, but when we come to the U.S., I consider that we should learn English right away because we need to communicate and understand when we are filling an application or when we go to the clinic or hospital or go to a restaurant or to buy something or ask for directions, because we felt so dumb when we are on that situation. And basically, we cannot be relying on others to translate because sometimes those people are not around. And besides, I know technology by now is on hand and very advanced, but sometimes we don't even know how to use it. So I think English is a very fundamental factor to stay in this country.
To future international students, Adrian Bora shares his advice to those who may contemplate whether or not they should take this kind of chance.
They must come because I think this is a very wide range of cultural backgrounds in this university. And I think we can learn from everyone, open our mind also to different cultures and learn from everyone. And actually, there might be a few differences, but I think there are more similarities because we all come from different countries, which is immigration. And besides, we feel connected to everyone because we might be on the same situation, like missing our countries, missing our families, and we can share stories. You know, I don't think this is a bad thing. I think actually this is very, very good. And that's why I'm here. I'm enjoying it. And I would recommend everyone to come and do the same.
Adrian Perez is on his last year here at Fresno State and hopes to learn even more and inspire others along the way. Reporting from Fresno State Focus Radio Edition, I'm Bianca Gonzalez.
Fresno State has many jobs on campus, and being an academic success coach is one many may not know much about. Do you know what an academic success coach does? Our very own anchor, Marisol Rubio, took time to discover how academic success coaching targets the personal academic growth of Fresno State students.
Having a job at Fresno State can be a great place to learn many new skills. You can learn things such as networking on a higher level and public speaking. Academic coaching is one job that helps students be successful in college. I got some insight on what it's like to be an academic coach at Fresno State.
Through this job, I have learned how to network on a higher education level. I have also learned public speaking on a level of about 300 individuals plus. And then I've also learned how to navigate my way around data within the university level.
Networking can be hard to do in such a big school like Fresno State. There are different ways to connect with fellow students and meet other faculty. Having a job on campus, such as being an academic coach, will provide you with many great opportunities. Academic coach Martin Montes has had a great experience working for Fresno State.
My experience working on campus has been very positive because this office has provided me networking opportunities by connecting me to a lot of different departments, getting to know faces, finding jobs not only throughout the semester, but during the summer and even after graduation.
Montes tells us what is the purpose of being an academic coach and how they help students.
As an academic coach, our offices provide holistic academic coaching and workshops to support every student through the navigation of the college experience, as well as navigating them through their personal challenges and connecting them to the proper campus resources.
Montes recommends this job and explains the benefits it comes with.
I would highly recommend students to apply for this job because not only does it open them to the university level, but it puts your name to the face of the office and it makes you known on campus as well for future employers. So the qualifications are being a student interested either in counseling or being a psychology student or even looking for an internship here that will put your foot in the door into a department here at Fresno State.
With endless opportunities available for students, you can get lots of exposure from academic coaching. This has been Marisol Rubio with Fresno State Focus Radio Edition.
Women's professional and recreational sports in the U.S. has undergone vast changes in the last century, from the introduction of the Women's World Cup in 1991 and the WNBA in 1996, not to mention the 28 gold medals accumulated by Team USA Gymnastics. But there are still sports surfacing that haven't fully grasped the attention and participation of women. Josue Miranda shows us how Muay Thai has emerged as a new addition to women's sports in the Central Valley.
Mixed martial arts is heavily dominated by male viewers and practitioners. By simply hearing the words MMA, you may already have a mental picture of some man with cauliflower ear and possibly some tattoos. Although this has changed, the last 20 years has seen more women involvement across all sports, including the different sectors of MMA.
Good job! Keep it up! 1-2, 1-2! Speed punches!
Coach Valerie Mancha from Manny Mancha Kickboxing Gym in Fresno, California, shares her passion for teaching women the art of Muay Thai in an exclusive all-women's class held every other Saturday.
I am the head coach for the all-women's class. I've always noticed that any gym you go to, you hardly ever see any women. So I wanted to kind of start a class where women don't feel so intimidated to join, and they realize that it's not just for men, it can be and is also for women.
Women who often begin their Muay Thai journey often face their own personal doubts and may feel unready. Whether this is mental or physical, Coach Valerie believes the best way to overcome this is by simply stepping foot into the gym.
I don't think they should be afraid, but I know it is very scary going into an environment like that. And I kind of want to just break that barrier of making it less scary for women.
Valerie Garza, a combat sport practitioner even before attending MMKG, believes it's a useful skill set some women can learn.
There is definitely a benefit, and the benefit is that it teaches you a lot to be strong and self-defense. So even like if you're out and about, being a female, you need to have that strong backbone, and it teaches you how to stand up for yourself, basically.
Female students like Valerie, with previous experience in an MMA gym, are often rare to come across. Most female students are those who often start with no experience, like Jada Austin.
So I was definitely nervous, but once you start, honestly, you could feel empowered by the other girls that'll show up, or you'll just end up empowering yourself knowing that you can keep up with anyone else in the class just as much, regardless of your gender.
Regardless of level and knowledge, Coach Valerie's philosophy is simple.
I feel like seeing people smile when they're training and they're also learning something new. And then sometimes when they have like that aha moment when they're learning something and it's something just clicks and they're like, wait, I finally realize how to do this. It's just seeing women enjoying it and realizing that it is for them too, you know, not just men.
The hardest part of the journey is beginning it, but it also marks the beginning of a great journey.
Just have to do it. I feel like it's the hardest thing to actually just go. If you're not sure, if you're scared, just put some workout clothes on, find a place, you know, that has a class and just show up. That's going to be the hardest part, is just showing up and being there and getting started. You know, that's going to be your first step.
Reporting for Fresno State Focus Radio Edition, I am Josue Miranda.
There is a growing concern with electric scooter speed on campus. Students are forced to be on the lookout as they walk around campus because electric scooter riders are going way too fast. Even signs in highly congested areas on campus are being ignored. Ricardo Lozada had the opportunity to investigate more on the pressing matter.
Many students use bikes, skateboards, and scooters to get around campus to move quickly around Fresno State University. Summer Reyes owns and has had numerous encounters with these vehicles zooming around Fresno State.
So I got a scooter about last year, and I've actually gotten hit twice on a scooter because I feel like a lot of students have their headphones in and they kind of block out the world, and they'll go super fast on their scooters and not look at where they're going. Because both times I was hit, I was walking with my scooter. I wasn't even on it.
These e-scooters tend to be very quiet for both riders and pedestrians. This is why we need to be aware of our surroundings. Summer Reyes shares some tips on scooter safety for Fresno State.
Watch for your surroundings because, I mean, you never know who's going to turn what corner or how fast other people are going. And that's especially where it happens with all those crashes. Like half the time when people do get in crashes, it's when they come around the corner.
Students should be aware when entering wheel-off zones around Fresno State's most high-traffic areas, like the Fresno State Fountain and Fresno State Library. These areas are made to make sure pedestrians are walking are safe. Reporting from Fresno State Focus Radio Edition, I'm Ricardo Lozada.
These are some of the upcoming events happening at Fresno State. In just a matter of hours, preview day will be underway at the Fresno State Maple Mall. We welcome future Bulldogs and share more information about what Fresno State has to offer on our prospective students. Preview day will feature academic information, campus tours, student organizations and clubs, find jobs on campus, explore housing, student success services, meet Victor E. Bulldog, accept your admission, and much more. Preview day is today, March 16th, and is just hours away, beginning at 8:30 a.m. and ending at 1 p.m.
I heard Fresno State Week kicks off this Monday, March 18th, and ends on Friday, March 22nd. There are so many events lined up, including Bulldog Palooza, an event featuring live DJs, food trucks, festival activities, doglands, and a student art showcase featuring club fairs, crafts, camp karaoke, and so much more. Fresno State will also be giving out free I Heart Fresno State merchandise throughout the week. You don't want to miss it. Visit the Fresno State Spotlight Event Instagram page for more details.
Fresno State's annual Cesar E. Chavez commemoration is set to take place on Thursday, March 21st from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Peace Garden. It will feature a special keynote speaker, Assembly Member Joaquin Arambula. The event is being sponsored by the Fresno State Cross Cultural and Gender Center.
And that wraps up our show for the day. Next week, we will explore what it is like to be part of a Greek sorority. Plus, we will try to debunk all the misconceptions that men have about women.
Today's episode of Fresno State Focus Radio Edition was produced by Professor Hanayo Oya for the Department of Media Communications and Journalism. Our stories and interviews were produced and edited by Rene Rodriguez.
This program is produced in collaboration with 90.7 KFSR. For Fresno State Focus Radio Edition, I'm Bianca Gonzalez.
And I'm Marisol Rubio. See you next week.
KFSR presents Fresno State Focus Radio Edition, Saturday mornings at 5. For a complete program schedule, visit kfsr.org.